Hello, my name is Julia Noko. I would first like to thank you for taking the time out your day to meet with me. I'm a student at Mercer University, and I'm performing a project on developing a program that improves pharmaceuticals delivery. First, I would like to know if it's all right for me to record this interview.
Yes.
Thank you for your permission to record this interview. This will help me in case I miss anything during the process. Now, before we begin, could you tell me a little bit about your connection to the pharmaceutical industry or how pharmacy and medication is incorporated in your life?
I'm just a client who just needs the medication for my everyday use.
All right. Thank you very much. Now let's dive into the questions. Please remember, this is a conversation and you can express yourself in any way you choose. All right. So I know you stated earlier that you're a client in the pharmaceutical industry. How often do you have to pick up your medications, would you say?
Probably once every 2 weeks.
All right. So what do you think is the worst or like the hardest step in the whole medication process? So this could include like you having to drop off your prescription or you having to pick up your medication. What do you think is hardest for you?
Picking up the medication and getting a hold of it, it's a process.
I understand. So how often would you say you pick up your prescriptions on time? Like, do you sometimes forget to pick them up?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I don't pick them up on time, but usually I try to get onto it so that I can always have my medication when I need it.
Right, right. So do you work full-time?
No, I work part-time and I'm a part-time student.
All right. So, like, I know you say you're a part-time student and you work as well. So, what time does your day typically end? Like, do you have time to run errands throughout your day due to your schedule?
It's tough, but whenever I make time, which is rare being a student and working, I just have to, whatever time I have, I just have to use it to get my medication, my prescriptions.
So how do you, like, right now, how do you typically incorporate picking up your prescriptions in your daily life with you having school and work? Do you have to schedule a time or is it always, like, a hassle for you?
I try scheduling times, but, you know, like, my daily schedule is so all over the place that, you know, sometimes it's been to the point where I had to miss classes, a class or something, just so I could, you know, build in some time to just pick up my prescription.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you feel like any improvements can be made regarding the whole medication process?
Yeah, I definitely can, but, you know, I'm not no type of doctor or anything, so I'll just leave that up to them. Okay. But yeah, I definitely think they can improve it and make it easier for everybody.
Okay. So would you say things would be easier if you didn't have to pick up your prescriptions?
Yes, for sure. If they could deliver it to the house, if they could get some type of way to deliver it to the house, that would just be the best. I understand that, you know, that's not likely, but, you know, it just make things a lot easier.
So again, I would like to thank you for taking the time out to meet with me. I will be emailing over a feedback survey form. In this form, you can provide any additional information pertaining to the interview that you forgot to mention. You can also add any critique from me regarding, like, you know, how smooth the interview process was, any other questions you feel like I could have addressed, you know, just any feedback that you have for me. And again, that is optional. You don't have to fill it out. I just wanted to give you the opportunity and the platform to continue the conversation in case you did want to. So thank you again and have a great day.
Thank you, you too.